Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
My favorite segment of the week. I'm reading the cue cards. This is my favorite segment of the week. That's exactly what you wrote. Yep, I'm reading. Yep. No, I do enjoy. You get me out of my bubble. I love to travel. You love to travel. Many of our listeners love to travel. And now with high gas prices and prices going up, I think a lot of people are scratching their heads going, man, do I make that long road trip? Do I get on a plane for spring break and even this summer? So I'm intrigued with your topic today. What do you want to talk about, DJ?
Well, look, you know, I feel like usually I'm on here and I'm telling you to go to some far-flung destination or encouraging you to drive 9 hours for a quick weekend or something like that, which I'm all in for. But to be honest, in my household, this is how it's played out. We had spring break kind of circled on the calendar, which is next week for us, and nothing kind of panned out. We had a few ideas. We were kind of looking at some tickets, and it was too expensive, and then going to see a friend or family, and they weren't in town. So we ended up giving all our vacation time back, and we decided just to do a couple of weekend trips, right? Local things. And then when we saw what gas prices were, we said, well, maybe we should keep it really local, right? You know, maybe now's not the time to drive up to, up to Grand Portage, almost into Canada, 5.5 hours away, which I would totally do in a weekend. That sounds great, and you should too. But maybe now is the time to keep it a little closer to home. So that's what I'm going to do, and I have today some options for great places to go that can actually scratch the travel itch, that you can get out of your comfort zone, out of the Twin Cities, see some new scenery, see some cool things, have a good meal, all those things. But they're all 90 minutes from the Twin Cities or less. So that's what I'm going to share with you today.
Okay. Shoot. What's at the top of your list? Well, is this in any order? You've been to all these places?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been to all these places, certainly.
Okay.
And I'll start with the one that I'm actually doing. So my family, in a couple of weekends, we are heading up to Mille Lacs Cathio State Park, which is just south of Lake Mille Lacs, not quite on the lake, but kind of adjacent the lake. And we decided to get a camper cabin there, which I think I've talked about before, but it's kind of, it's camping in that you're using an outhouse and you are cooking over a fire, but yet you have a cabin that has lights and electricity and heat, so you can kind of have a comfortable place to sleep. And, you could camp at this time of year if you want to. For my family, it's still a bit cold, right? Even if it hits 60 next weekend, it's pretty sloppy on the ground. But for us, this is a way to start our camping year early by having a cabin to stay in. But look, there's lots of ways to enjoy state parks. And there's over 15 state parks that are 90 minutes or less from the Twin Cities. So there's tons of options, whether it's just a day trip or you're going to camp or you're going to book something for later in the week. But you don't have to. I mean, there's great state parks way up north and all over the state, too. But pick one of the 15 that's only 90 minutes from the Twin Cities. And maybe it's time to explore those parts of the states instead of going to, Bearhead Lake State Park, which is up in the Boundary Waters. Let's save that for when the gas prices come down a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, great idea. And can't you get a pass that works at all the state parks?
Oh, yeah, it's the best $37 you'll spend. It's a yearly pass to go to every single state park, and it's a great gift. We actually give that to some friends when they, get married or birthday or whatever. That's one of the gifts we like to give because, that's a thing that you should just need to have on your car. And, I don't know. Even if I don't use it, I still feel good about paying that $37.
It's funny. I mean, we live in a resort,
yes.
And I really, as somebody who grew up on the East Coast, I really believe that. We live in a resort. And sometimes people out east, they go, well, you got all these lakes, right? 12,000, 15,000. Aren't they all the same? And I go, you have no idea.
No.
They're all different, yep. Different character, different fish, different things to do. Mm-hmm. But very cool. So, what else is 90 minutes away or less?
Yeah, so you can head to the Cannon River Valley. So the Cannon River runs from Northfield to Cannon Falls and on to the little town of Welch. And that whole stretch has lots of great recreation opportunities, from skiing right now. Welch Village, I believe, is still open for skiing and snowboarding.
Yep.
There, all three of those towns have like nice little quaint downtowns. You can do some shopping if you go in the fall. You can buy some Josephson sweet corn in Cannon Falls. It's grown by my uncle.
Really?
But the Cannon Valley Trail is great for running and biking. You can also tube and canoe and kayak on the Cannon River. And all three of those cities in that whole Cannon Valley area, under 90 minutes from the Twin Cities, a great place to go for a weekend or more.
Very hilly and very, very nice down there.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
We love to ski Welch for that reason.
A couple more. Just further down, if you follow the Cannon River further, you'll get to Lake Pepin on the Mississippi River. Again, it's a beautiful and hilly area of the state. It's actually the place where the glaciers stopped. Right. So a lot of Minnesota is fairly flat with the lakes, and that's where the great glaciers scraped. And the little corner of Minnesota in the southeast of the state, the glaciers didn't get there in the last round. So it's much more hilly, and that includes the Lake Pepin area. And again, lots of little towns to explore. That's the place you want to go if you want to find a little bed and breakfast and have a walk along the lake and go get pie at a local shop or something like that. Maybe hit up a thrift store, something like that. But the Lake Pepin area, many towns around Lake Pepin, but that whole area is very nice.
I love taking that drive down the river.
Yes.
And we did that once and went all the way down to Dubuque, Iowa. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best trips we ever took.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll notice if you go there in the summer, there's lots of motorcyclists who will choose that for, a day trip or a weekend or whatever. But it's just a beautiful drive down. I think it's Highway 61 on the Minnesota side.
Yeah, 61.
And something else on the Wisconsin. I can't remember. But it goes through Hager City. You can go to the famous Hager Heights and get a burger or chicken sandwich or something. All right. You don't know about Hager Heights? Okay, I'll have to take
I that's news to me. But I'm curious.
Okay, I got one more, and it's courtesy of my daughter, Winter, who every time we drive by the 494, 694 interchange, the Fish Lake interchange in Maple Grove, she points out the window now and says, "Daddy, when can we go to the hotel with the water slide hanging out of there? Because there's a Holiday Inn Express that's got the water slide hanging out of the Holiday Inn Express." And you know what? My first reaction to that is, wow, we never stay there. That's 10 minutes from our house and all these things. But the more I think about it, we drag our kids, especially for my family, we drag our kids all over the world, all over the country. But you know what? If Winter wants to go to the dumb Holiday Inn Express with the water slide that she drives by, why not? And this is the best time to do that. So if your kid always points at something and says, "I want to go there. Hey, that park looks fun." Well, we don't go to that park because it's 35 minutes away. Well, guess what? Why don't you just go stay at that hotel and go to that dinky little park that your kids want to? Let them plan the trip. Because if your kids plan it, It's going to be 30 minutes away, and all you're going to do is get ice cream and pizza. It'll be your cheapest vacation ever, and now's the time to do that because your kid's not thinking about driving to South Dakota. They want to go to the Holiday Inn Express on the Fish Lake Interchange. Now is the time to do it.
You know, you could do endorsements for the dumb Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
They may be calling you.
I drive by it every day. I've never been in the door, but I guess now I have to. I gotta follow my own preaching.
Do you swim? Do you change into your Speedo and actually go down the slide when you go there with the kids?
Of course. No. Yes, of course. And everyone should. You better too when you take Jordan down there. I mean, come on, you gotta jump in, of course.
Absolutely. Good for you, yeah. Cheapest trip, and your kids will be just as happy. No, I thank you for mentioning that. By the way, I'm just curious. Would you rather, if you had 5 days off, 5 days of vacation coming, would you rather take one complete week off, or would you rather have 5 3-day weekends?
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I don't think there's a yes or no answer to that. I can tell you that this winter, I've chosen the weekends because I'm trying to pack in 3 or 4 or 5 ski trips into this winter because we got a pass that allows us to ski at all these places. So I'm trying to pack all those weekends in, which means I'm doing 2-day, 3-day, 4-day, 5-day weekends and spreading it out. However, I'm also dreaming about going to Thailand in the next couple of years. And then, well, okay, I got to have at least a week, maybe 2 weeks if I'm going to go that far. So to me, it depends on how far you're going and what pace you're going to. Because, you know, my family trip to San Diego that we took recently, I mean, you're just going at a different pace. And if you only got 2 days off, it's just not worth taking the family to San Diego, right? But if it's me and the boys and we're driving to Montana, sure, I'll do that trip quickly in 2 days and come back. No problem.
Yeah. To me, 2 days, if you have a full 2 days, that can feel like a getaway.
Yes.
2 days.
Yep.
But cool. All right. Hey, DJ, thanks for some great suggestions.
Yeah,
and we'll see you at the dumb Holiday Inn Express.
Fish Lake Interchange. JP knows where that is.
I think we all know where that is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.